Joe Shaneman, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
So you've been covering the first 2 days of Nevada's special legislative session to consider approving this massive public funding package to build an NFL stadium in Las Vegas. Can you break down the details of this deal?
Essentially, the deal is for $750 million in room tax revenue. There's going to be an additional 0.88% room tax increase in Clark County. Up to $650 million from Sheldon Adelson from his personal fortune, and $500 million from the Oakland Raiders and the NFL. Now, the amount the Oakland Raiders themselves will put in, I've heard, is maybe around $100 million. They'll borrow the rest from the NFL.
Have there been any changes or amendments to the legislation so far?
Several amendments, but the major one was an amendment to make sure that 15% of all the subcontractors who work on the stadium project have to be local. Now, there's a way out of that if the authority, which oversees the construction of the stadium, can't find local construction workers who are adept at it, they can go outside the state.
And what else do we know about the investor group that would benefit from these public dollars?
Well, as I said, Sheldon Adelson, the 15th richest man in the world, I believe. I think he's in the top 20 now. He is a key proponent of this. He will invest up to $650 million. Right now, that is if the stadium costs $1.9 billion. If the amount goes down, if it's just a billion, his amount goes down. The amount that stays constant is the amount given by the room tax, which is $750 million. You know, that kind of sums it up. The NFL, the Oakland Raiders, Sheldon Adelson, and the room taxes, which are largely paid by tourists who come to Las Vegas.
And you've been hunkered down in Carson City. What has the tone of the conversation been like about this potential deal?
It was pretty fascinating. The first day, it was kind of a cheerleading effort. Steve Wynn, for the first time ever, addressed the assembly. Jim Murin from MGM Resorts was there. After they spoke, I'd never seen this before in a public body considering a bill. Legislators clapped and practically almost genuflected. You might say that was how one columnist put it. And then immediately afterwards, or later in the day, I should say, there were a few opponents who spoke. A lot of the opponents were up there, but didn't realize they were going to be able to speak that day. They rushed in. And when a senator clapped for one of them, he was immediately scolded. So there has been sort of a lot of rancor between the supporters, who are many, and the opponents, who are a few.
And what are some of the specific opposing arguments you're hearing?
The biggest argument is Sheldon Adelson is a multi-billionaire. He's worth, people kept saying, up to $30 billion on paper. And if he wants this as a legacy for his family, he should build it himself. He can afford to do that. And taxpayers are going to be on the hook now for 30 years to cover the general obligation bonds that will cover the $750 million.
Joe, what's next in this process?
Senator approved it. Now that same bill goes to the assembly. They'll go through it, see if they want to make any changes. If they don't make any changes, it won't have to go back to the Senate. They'll approve it. And then there's a bill on the assembly side, which is a 0.11% sales tax increase just in Clark County to pay for more police. And that is going to come over to the Senate after the assembly votes on it Thursday.
And let's also talk about the scope of this special session, because a lot of folks thought that the education savings account program would be discussed. Are you hearing people that are concerned or frustrated that education wasn't a topic?
Yeah, a lot of the senators who spoke in favor of the stadium said, okay, but I'm going to vote for this, but when we come back in 2017, a few months from now, we better consider the ESA, the education savings account. Other senators said it more broadly, we better consider education, because education in Nevada is the bottom of the country. It has been. It is an embarrassment. And that's going to be the key to the improvement of the economy in the state, the diversification of the economy. Now, the real question is whether or not they'll do that after approving $1.1 billion in new taxes. Is anybody in this legislature going to come back and vote for more taxes to improve education? They might do it, people are speculating, for the ESA, because that's a relatively smaller amount. But will they do it to improve education overall? A lot of people are saying no way.
Joe Shaneman, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Joe Shaneman is co-host and senior producer for KNPR's State of Nevada. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.